Moving over to kind of the players' side of things, outside of Daniel Murphy, has Trey Turner been the Nationals' most consistent position player?
Well, he's been their most consistent hitter outside of Daniel Murphy since he's kind of shown up. You know, we remember he came up, he was 3-for-3, and then he sat for a few games, and then he went down. And then he came back, and everyone has forgotten when he came back. Initially, he struggled. You know, so, but Dusty Baker stuck with him, which is something I don't think Dusty Baker's really received any credit for. And, of course, Turner has gone bonkers since then. So much so that hyperbole is chasing him. I think it was Saturday I was listening to different people, and one person was comparing him to Mike Trout. Another was comparing him to Ricky Henderson.
I've heard the Henderson comparison a lot, actually, myself.
So, I mean, in baseball, it's great that we always bring up the top, the phrase sample size.
Yeah.
And I think it applies here. So, it's obviously what Turner has done is very, very impressive. Let's not compare him to Mike Trout or Ricky Henderson quite yet, please. Maybe in 15 years. So, let's just take a breath. But, yeah, he's been a huge jolt at the top of the lineup for a team that, you know, was pretty good offensively anyway before he got it going. So he's just made that easier and made them be able to put Ben Revere on the bench and not have to worry about dealing with him in the lineup every day.
Is there any Strasburg update? I mean, how realistic is it that he plays at all in the first round of the postseason or later on if they get there?
We haven't had an update in a while, and so this would be guesswork on my part, which is kind of something I loathe. But, you know, what we do know is in the past, when people have had flexor mass strains, which is what happened to Strasburg, sometimes that even leads to Tommy John surgery eventually. Mm-hmm. Sometimes that means it's something that is worked out in 10 to 14 days. And then often, you know, it's in between and longer than that. So that's probably a little bit of a convoluted way to say we don't know, and anyone guessing would strictly be doing that.
Yeah.
You know, we haven't talked to him. They stressed that early on, the swelling had to go down, the pain had to go down, and then they could start working on things from there. Certainly, we're well past that kind of five-day window that they were discussing. And so the next question is, how soon could they get him ready? If I had to guess, and it would strictly be a guess, I would be surprised if he was available. I'd be stunned if he was available in the first round of the playoff. Mm-hmm. I would say the only place he may be available would be if they get to the league championship series, and then you're talking about taking a guy who was injured and rolling the dice and putting him out there for a start when it, you know, the most important games of the year are occurring. So that would be a very tricky decision for the Nationals should they reach that point.
All right, and then just you kind of touched on this earlier, but this kind of my last one just to be reassured. If Joe Ross is not good to go in the postseason as the what most likely would be the third starter, with Tanner Roark getting the second nod and Scherzer, of course, being number one, the ace, who would take Joe Ross's place? Would it be Gio? Is he really the Nationals' best bet?
I mean, I think if they play the Dodgers, you have to throw Gio. My guess would certainly be that in no matter who they play, their four starters in the division series are going to be Scherzer, Roark, Gonzalez, and Joe Ross. I think they trust Joe Ross a lot. I think they can get five innings out of Joe Ross, five innings out of Gio Gonzalez, and then work their bullpen more when those two guys start, because we've seen Max Scherzer and Tanner Roark go deep in the games so often.
Yeah.
You know, those guys are almost automatic seven innings, and then sometimes a little extra. So in those cases, with those first two guys, you're looking at seven innings, maybe use a left-hander to match up, use Sean Kelly in the eighth, and then you have Melanson in the ninth. I think you can. That's kind of the preferred model in both cases. And then after that, when you get to Gonzalez and you get to Joe Ross, you know, you take them as far as you can, whether that's five and a third, you know, or a full six, and then kind of work it out from there with your bullpen. And so that, part of that equation will be figuring out how many pitchers you want to carry when you set your 25-man roster for the postseason. So that will be something they're going to have to look at. Do we want an extra? Essentially, it's going to come down to do they want an extra bench guy, or do they want an extra guy in the bullpen to kind of back up those guys who are going to be starting for them, since Strasburg is not going to be around. And also, you need someone who could be an emergency starter too, because you're kind of in this weird situation where Joe Ross has been hurt a couple of times, but you're at a point where you're probably going to have to throw him. But you could, depending on how the series is working out, you could come back early to Scherzer if need be, and that might make Joe Ross moot in the first round. So we'll see. That's one of the fascinating parts about the postseason. So many things are in play, and so many small decisions are end up being crucial big decisions and can determine a series.
All right, there he is. Todd Dybas covers the Nationals and Redskins for the Washington Times, sports writer extraordinaire. You can give him a shout on Twitter at Todd_Dybas. Once again, that's D-Y-B-A-S. Todd, thanks so much for the time, sir. It was a pleasure.
Thanks, Cora. I appreciate it.